السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, 21st of October and the 28th of Rabiul Akhir 1447. Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of Deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. You, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, today is Tuesday. So tomorrow evening after Maghrib, Wednesday after Maghrib, you should scan the sky and look for the new moon and the crescent. It's 27 hours old. So inshallah, it will be sighted in multiple places and that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. Hence, it will be 4 months left for Ramadan Mubarak. And we will be corresponding with Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa. So Thursday, inshallah al-Aziz, 99% of the countries, Muslim world, non-Muslim world, will know that it is the first of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. So inshallah, we should know that from Thursday, inshallah, provided that we see the moon, inshallah, so scan the sky tomorrow evening after Maghrib. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 57, Surah Al-Hadid, and the chapter regarding steel and iron. It was revealed after the Hijrah and migration of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. Yesterday, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we did the first 4 verses. Today, inshallah, we will discuss verses 5 to verse number 9. Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. لَهُ لَامِ تَمْلِيكِ. So it means that the ownership, the kingdom, the sovereignty and the majesty of everything belongs only exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah. Mulku samawati wal ard, the kingdom, the sovereignty, the dominion, everything belongs to Him exclusively, whether it's the celestial creation, the samawat, the clouds, the stars, the moon, and the sun, the planets, and things we know, and what we do not know. Wal ard, yeah, on the land and on the sand, and in between the heavens and the earth. So everything belongs to Him, Almighty Allah, celestial creation, terrestrial creation. So me and you say, my house, my car, my farm, my property, we are but temporary owners and users. We die, then in mansadwat, as another mansadwat, then is transferred to somebody else, to the heirs and so forth. But Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner everywhere, all times, all places, all circumstances. So that is what we must understand. And you wait for sunrise, you will see with precision. You wait for sunset, you look at the accuracy. So who is in charge of this entire universe? There's only one supreme being, and therefore we must bow down to him alone and prostrate to him alone and worship him exclusively. So that is the message of Islam, diversity in unity and unity in diversity. Wa ila Allahi turja'ul umur, and unto Almighty Allah will all the matters return to him. People will die, they go back to him. Animals die, they go back to him. The creation will be perishing on the day of justice, and everybody, everything will go back to him. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Me and you as human beings, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, everyone will come and remember that we will be accountable for our speech and our actions and our deeds and everything else. And then in the court of Almighty Allah, we will appear individually. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verse 95. So we should take heed of that. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Take stock of yourself before the day Yawm al-Hisab occurs, before the day of reckoning occurs. Are we really ready, prepared to meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? So we all know the answer. So therefore, let us repent. Let us become better Muslims and ambassadors of Islam. So everybody, everything will return to Allah. None can escape. The person whose body was cremated, the person who drowned and his body was not retrieved, everybody, everything shall come. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allah Ta'ala shows us his absolute control, authority, majesty, sovereignty. Yuliju al-layla fin nahar. He combines the night into the day. You see that? So now you see the night is finishing and then the day is starting. Wa yuliju al-nahara fin layl. And then he enters the night, the day into the night. So when it is going towards sunset, and now the night is approaching, so there's a wonderful, powerful, potent dua to read at that time. Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik. Your name is Iqbal. Your son's name is Iqbal. Your husband's name is Iqbal. It means the person who is advancing, prosper, and is progressing, going forward, forward, not retreating. So Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik. Ya Allah, your night is coming nearer and nearer and approaching us. Wa idbaru naharik. And Ya Allah, your day is now going away. It's going now backwards. You see, meaning finishing up. Wa aswatu du'aik. And it's time for du'as. Therefore, before Maghrib, before sunset time, it's good to raise your hands and make du'a. When I was in Dalum, Newcastle, mashallah, I used to walk, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, depending on the season, from my house to the Dalum. And then I used to be there 5, 10 minutes before sunset and then make dua. Then Mosema used to come, he used to make dua, and so forth, you see. So it's a good habit that we go early to the masjid before Adhan, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and engage ourselves in dua and supplication. You mothers, sisters, before sunset, leave your samosas and bhajiyas and rotis and all that. You should be engaged in dua. Then you're setting a positive signal, remember, to whom? To your children and grandchildren and so forth. And when it is now this time here, that the Fajr time is ending, you see that? So now that the suhoor time rather is ending and the fajr time is about to start, so it's still suhoor time, for example, so what should you do? وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The pious people at suhoor time, sehri time, are engaged in istighfar. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Two different places Allah mentioned it. So when it is in the darkness of the night, 3 o'clock, 3:30 and so forth, then we should read our tahajjud, read our witr, and take a few minutes and say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. That is the best ibadat and action to carry out that time. And what is the difference between istighfar and tawbah? Istighfar is to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. And tawbah is a promise and a pledge to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, with your assistance, with your mercy, do not let me have a relapse. Do not let me go back to the evil and devilish lifestyle of drugs and fornication, adultery and wine, dine and swine, and of partying, girlfriend, boyfriend, and with riba and interest and so forth and so on. So that is beloved to Almighty Allah. So you see, Allah Ta'ala, summertime, He lengthened the days. Look at Cape Town. Midsummer, 8 o'clock sunset and Adhan and so forth, you see that. And then, you see, winter time, the days are short and the nights are long. So who does all this with precision and accuracy? Only He, Almighty Allah, Jalala. So He's showing us, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the alternating of the day and the night. Who does all this? Any government, any organization, any scientist? Nay. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And He, Almighty Allah, alone is Almighty Allah. He is all aware and all-knowing. بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. What is in the inner recesses of our hearts. Our spouse, our parents, our children will not know. But Allah Jalla Wala knows. You see that? Now this word that, remember, it comes لِتَحْسِينِ الْجُمْلَةِ, to enhance the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. So if you say, وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْصُدُورِ, so Almighty Allah knows what is in the inner recesses of the heart. So remember then, for me and you it can work. But Allah's kalam is kalamul muluk and mulukul kalam. It is the best of speech for all times and all places. So Allah says that He is all-knowing, bidhati sudur. So to bring about further emphasis in the deep, deep inner recesses of your heart, that also Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. When everything we enjoy is the fadl, the grace, the rahmah, the mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then what should we do? Action and reaction, cause and effect. So Almighty Allah states, Aminu, bring Iman. Meaning that believe with the inner recesses of your hearts. Billahi wa Rasulihi, in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in His Zat, in His Sifat, in His essence and His attributes, and believe in Kalamullah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, without any skepticism and doubt. La rayba fi, there must be no doubt and absolutely no doubt. Wa Rasulihi, and believe in Him. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Summa lam yartabu. Then you must not have any doubt. The Quran says, chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, verse 15. And then to preserve and protect this Iman, there are various things we must do. We must continue with the jihad, the da'wat and tabligh, the qital in the fighting if the need arises, like in Gaza and like in, you must remember, in Sudan or in Kashmir or in other parts of the world against our enemies. You see that? Or the thing that human being loves, wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. Chapter number 100, Surah Al-Adiyati, verse number 8. Almighty Allah speaks about human nature, the inborn, inherent, innate quality in human being, is they love wealth excessively beyond the limits. And then there's so much love. Our hearts are saturated with the love of wealth. Then what happens is this, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودَ. Beshak ke insaan apne rab ke bahut bahut hi nashukar hai. Verily, this human being becomes very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah because of the excessive love for wealth that he has, and that me and you are guilty. So, aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu, and spend. Spend your time, spend your wealth, spend your energy, spend the qualities that Allah conferred upon me and you. And it's not only to do with money. You know some surahs who teach somebody else. In Islam, we must not be bakhil, not be a miser. And now in dua you must make for the ummah every day. So whether they're alive or deceased, those who passed away with iman and Islam. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ Because Almighty Allah has made you مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ Almighty Allah has made you the successors now. It's your turn. Your father, grandfather, mother, everybody passed away. Allah said, now we're giving you a chance, an opportunity, an occasion. Now you prove yourself what you're going to do with this Allah-given bounties, favors that are ever recurring, showering upon you. So imagine our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our entire anatomy and so forth. So spend. Now let us pause for a minute. Chapter number 63, verse number 10. وَأَنْفِقُوا Allah is commanding us, spend. Why? مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رُزَقْنَاكُمْ Spend from what we gave you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Before death approaches you. You see that? When the sakarat and the pains and pangs of death approach the person, what does he say? He wants to speak. فَيَقُولُ He says, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصْوَدَّقْ Ya Allah, give me respite one day. Ya Allah, give me extension 6 hours. Ya Allah, give me extension 1 hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. For aswaddaq, I want to give out charity. Wa akum mina salihin. And I want to be from the pious people. Chapter 63, verse 10. Allah, simultaneous answer. Wa lan yuakhir Allahu nafsan idha jaa ajaluha. Allah will not delay for any person when the time comes for his or her death. Chapter 63, Surah Munafiqun, verse number 11. So the death will occur on the appointed time. And me and you, now is the time. Anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min dhil arsh ikhlal. Bilal ikhlal. Go open Shama'il Tirmidhi. Imam Abu Isa, Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, in Shama'il. Where he spoke about the unique features, qualities of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is addressing his Minister of Finance. Spend from the Baitul Mal, the public treasury, and do not fear that the funds will get depleted. Allah will give us more and more and more. Allah ke khazana mein koi kami nahi. In the treasures of Allah, there is no shortage, remember that. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ And those of you who brought through iman from you, وَأَنْفَقُوا And they spend every day some charity give in cash, in kind, and give the Muslim, poor Muslim, the zakat, give the non-Muslim the khairat and the sadaqat, the voluntary charity. وَأَنْفَقُوا And keep on spending. You see, not once and then you forget. No, every day spend. لَهُمْ أَجُرٌ كَبِيرٌ For them, remember, is a magnificent reward and so forth. So Allah is posing a question to the 7 billion people nowadays, and before them and after them also, because majority will not bring iman in most cases. وَمَا لَكُمْ O human being, O jinnat, what is wrong with you? لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ You don't believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. وَالرَّسُولُ وَالْحَالِيَّةِ Whilst he, the messenger, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَدُؤُكُمْ is inviting you. The statement of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is profound. become a da'i, invite all towards Almighty Allah, towards Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards Islam daily. Every day invite towards Islam. If you're not going to do that, then you yourself will be invited towards batil and falsehood. And we see it happening today. والرسول يدعوكم لتؤمنوا بربكم, and remember so that you believe in your Rabb and your sustainer, nourisher, provider. وقد أخذ ميثاقكم إن كنتم مؤمنين, and indeed أخذ الله, and indeed Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has already taken from you the pledge and the covenant that you will believe in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will accept Islam and you will propagate Islam in alami arwah. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? And then Allah Ta'ala told us there will be a final messenger, all these things there in various places. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, how Almighty Allah took a pledge from the prophets and messengers. You believe in the final messenger and you must help him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you have true iman and faith and conviction. Who is Almighty Allah? هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ, he Almighty Allah sends down piecemeal gradually. يُنَزِّلُ تَنْزِيلُ, Tanzil means gradually. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, verily we are the ones that we reveal the reminder, the Quran Sharif, piecemeal gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we are the ones that protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. See. يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ, on his beloved servant. Who? Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla wala, out of his mercy, grace, benevolence, took Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest of highest. And what Allah Ta'ala says in the beginning of the 15th Juz, 15th Subhara, and chapter 17, verse 1. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده, the perfect servant, the most beloved servant, the one who is a محبوب إلهي and محبوب سبحاني, that is him, مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, حبيب الله. So Allah Ta'ala revealed upon him this word, servant, slave, here is to elevate the rank status of the master عليه السلام. So become a lesson for humanity and posterity. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, chapter 94, verse 4. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, when my name is taken, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your name, nami, ismi grami, your honorable name will be taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the adhan and iqama, the call towards prayer, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. آيات بينات, Allah Ta'ala revealed and sent down from time to time such verses that are clear, that are manifest, and will teach people how, where the right path is. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, ilan nur, towards the nur, the radiant effulgent of Islam. Go and read chapter 14 and Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1, and akhrij qawmaka min al-zulumati ilan nur, that you must take them out from the darknesses and bring them to the nur and radiant of Islam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, and verily your Allah sustainer is who? Very, very compassionate and very, very merciful. So mashallah, that is our first lot, and that is the tafsir of the noble Quran. Now we go to the news, views, interviews, and then I will go for salat inshallah, and then 5:30 I'll come back and we will do the Q&A. As Mawlana Salim Karim announced to you, mashallah, so Allah reward Mawlana and our Junaid Mota and all of you listeners waking up early to listen to all this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 28th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. And remember that tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening after sunset, we have to scan the sky for the crescent and the new moon. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Two Jutlas committed suicide. I sent it out last night. You see, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, the Haramis, they can never lead a peaceful life. Allah has enshrined that in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will keep on sending against the Jews such people that will punish them, and sometimes they will dispatch them to hell, and sometimes because they kill so many babies and civilians and innocent people, they can't live with their conscience, and then they commit suicide and they go straight to hell. Yesterday alone, Monday, the Jutlas, the Zionists, martyred and killed 4 Palestinians. Allah grant the martyrs Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So one more coffin arrives. You see that? So Hamas are trying their best, you must remember, to return all the dead. You see, hostages, if you want to call them that. But they don't have much, you must remember, apparatus and so forth. Yes, Turkey has sent in some heavy-duty things now, and they are cleaning up certain parts of Gaza to make it, you understand, more conducive for living and so forth and for movement. So well done to Turkey for that. But the Arab regimes, majority of them are sleeping, the Murtaddeen, the Haramiyin, and the Khabiseen, the impure majority of them, and they are bootlickers. Nestle, you know, the chocolates and all that. They are laying down more than 16,000 workers plus miners. You know why? Because the boycott is biting BDS. Boycott, disinvest, and sanctions. And we 100% advocate that. You must remember that. All your McDonald's and your KFC and your Starbucks and all these Haramis, Nestle and whoever else, we must show them. America and Israel, to teach them a lesson that they will never forget, is just boycott their stuff as much as possible and say, Mera Zamir Kabul Nahi Karta. My conscience and my heart cannot accept that I must support you after what you have done for the past 77, 78 years there in the occupied land of Palestine, and in the past 2 years, the genocide you committed, you Haramis. The Pope, you see, Pope Leo, so he's very concerned. People have come to him and they told him, Pope, you better establish in the major cities of the world an office to say that we, the Christian Church and the Catholic Church, will be very firm and stern against those priests who are taking advantage and sexually assaulting the youngsters, the boys and that. These guys, this priest and that, they like backdoor business, just like the Kafir Shias, you see that. Because if you know anything of Catholicism and being a Catholic and becoming a priest and so forth, then they practice on celibacy. You know celibacy? And that is haram in Islam, that they can't get married and so forth. So when I speak of that, I give you the story always, Mona Salim and Junaid Muttar. They was a monk. You know monk? The guy who denounced the world and said he's going to worship God, you see, all the time. And next to him, not so far, was a nun. Then the chemistry took over, they came nearer and nearer. The monk and the nun. And what they did, Junaid Muttar, they did some monkey business. You see that? So that is, you must remember, the Haramis. So now he had to go and apologize. How the hell people can believe this kind of religion? It still beats me. Ben Gwee, the minister of security, Pakka Harami he is, you must remember. He says that we must get all the bodies out from Hamas and then we must renew the war and the genocide, and he's proud about it. He says, conquer, crush and win the Palestinians. For them to kill a Palestinian is just to kill a fly. They will never consider them to be equal and so forth. and that will be their downfall. You must remember their arrogance and their pride. Quran speaks of this. It is the battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, and remember in the second year of the Hijrah, when the actual battle took place, it was a Friday. But before that, Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham was his name. They left Makkah Mukarramah and they were so 100% overconfident of victory. The celebrations already started when they left Makkah Mukarramah. The wine, the dine and the swine. They had the ladies with them to sing for them and dance for them and so forth and do other things as well, the haramis. So Almighty Allah warned them and told them, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Do not be like those people who left their homes. They left Makkah Mukarramah with pride and arrogance. And وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. They want to impress people, you see, that we are a superpower. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they prevent people from coming into the fold of Islam, from the path of Almighty Allah. Wallahu bima ya'maluna muhit. And Almighty Allah's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing of their actions in the darkness of the night and in the brightness of the day. Suratul Anfal, chapter number 8 and verse number 47. You see that? So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us. That today America says, we are going to beat you, erase you, we're going to defeat you in Afghanistan, in Palestine. Come with your coalition, your Biden, your Trump, your Republicans, your Democrats, your haramis, and see what we will do with you. So there in Afghanistan, the Taliban defeated 48 countries coalition. Today Hamas defeated America, defeated Britain, defeated Israel, defeated India, defeated Britain. And all these Arab tanpot dictators, MBS, MBZ, and whoever is assisting them, all these so-called countries who have normalized ties, want to normalize ties. So Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, all bunch of Qatar, all bunch of haramis, remember that. So Almighty Allah is telling you, come and see what will happen to you, inshallah. Colombia, I like the president Petro, you see. Petro, they recall the ambassador from America and says, you call me an illegal drug dealer, but you are the biggest threat to humanity and the countries. You are the ones that practice terrorism and so forth. So go to hell, we don't need you. So Trump is causing so much harm to America. The shutdown continues. Millions of people, remember, are losing their jobs and so forth. See Amazon. Amazon thought it can rule the world. And Amazon, big outage. Millions and billions of dollars damage, you must remember. Major companies, their internet was not working. And now they announced that no, everything is repaired. But if you go to certain places, still you will find that there is some difficulty in connecting and so forth. Trump says we are going to eradicate Hamas. Trump, you have to worry what your people are saying about you. They are saying that, danger, danger, there's a pedo in the house. There is a pedophile in the White House. And what does pedophile, rapist, felon, criminal wants to do? He wants to extend the eastern wing of the White House. You see that? Everywhere he is an egoist, a narcissist. So he wants his name must be there. You see that? So they will say there that this eastern wing was done during the reign of him, the 47th president of America. But he's humiliated, disgraced throughout the whole world, you must remember, as a pedophile, as a rapist, as a felon, and as a war criminal supporting Israel and so forth and so on. So you won't get eradicate Hamas. Allah will erase you and dispatch you straight to hell, you must remember. Once, you must remember, that is the deputy vice president of America coming to Israel today. Yesterday, Kushner and Witkoff came. So why didn't Vance come yesterday? I mean, it's a valid question. His wife is a Hindu, so he was busting crackers, you see that, and celebrating Diwali with his wife and so forth and so on. So he told her, my puppy, don't worry. You come first and Israel come second. And then I'll go tomorrow. So he left last night and today he'll arrive there in Israel. All haramis they are. This is a very, very interesting story. Write it down, you students and ulama and people. 6 United States universities reject the White House proposal. The White House wants control. You see this guy Trump, he's obsessed with power and authority. I must be in control. I must be in charge. So they send proposal to the varsities and universities in America that we will give you extra cash, extra finances, extra perks, incentives. But these are the proposals that we are making, and if you agree to it, then you will receive that. So 6 universities up to now have rejected the White House, you see, proposal. Obviously, they will tell you, you must tell your students, they can't be speaking about Jews and Israel negatively. It is anti-Semite and you can't speak about the Holocaust and all nonsensical things. That what anti-Semite day is. So you must remember that the whole world, 90%, has condemned Israel unless you belong to that group of people where the mass are asses, then you're a donkey. What can we do then? So Trump says he can send troops to Portland, Oregon. You see that? The court has lifted the ban now, but he only sends the troops to where the Democrats rule. He says that no, the crime is gone out of control and that he's really obsessed, you must remember, paranoid, you know. So that is Trump the harami. He doesn't think properly. There's something wrong with him. He's a psychopath, if you know that. The king to strip Andrew of his title of prince, because Charles with his big ears and his chameleon by his side, you must remember, he's getting so humiliated, disgraced, that your son, that your brother, Andrew is his brother. So Andrew, your brother, he did this. And today, Khandi Papa dance. You know what is Khandi Papa dance? Yeah. So this is what's going to happen today. The lady with who he was busy there with Epstein, you see that? So now, her memoirs, that her book and everything will be for the public. They can buy it, purchase it, procure a copy, and all the juicy, loosey details are mentioned in there. So now, they don't know what to do, the royal family. Humiliation for them. So he says that he's going to strip him, that is his brother Andrew, of the title of prince. Everything else they removed already. So if you know the royal house, it is a toxic house. Bunch of crooked people there, remember, pakka haramis they are. Virginia memoirs. You see that? Her name was Virginia. But she was no virgin, remember that. Okay, Petrobras. You know Petrobras? That we go to Brazil. They are the big oil company, you see that? So they got the license from the government, from Lula and them, for oil exploitation and all that, you must remember. Like for exploration, not exploitation, exploration. So they got for oil exploration in the Amazon. I went in the Amazon with the boat and everything. And we went right in the jungles. And when I was walking there, the guys came, they shouted, Osama, Osama bin Laden. So we just keep quiet because they told us we mustn't speak. You see that? So if you go in the Amazon and you see there the jungles and what. So Petrobras has got the license for the oil exploration in the Amazon. Immediately they can start. Trump to visit China next year because China beat him outright, you see. Today, China is much more important to the world than America because they got this rapist, pedophile and psychopath there in the White House. So therefore, you see, he has to go there and talk some business with them. America and Australia signed a pact and a deal for some rare and items and so forth because China is not prepared to give them that. So now you must remember that the earth objects and all that, we don't understand these things properly, but Australia signed the deal with America. America is giving billions and billions of dollars to Argentina to bail it, or Milli, whatever the hell the harami's name is, Pakka Zionist right-wing government, you must remember, and he's going to lose the election, so they want to save him from humiliation. But your own people don't have homes, your own people can't meet their bills, and you're giving billions here to Israel and to Argentina, both haramis. So that is how America works, you see that? Bribery, corruption, and so forth. So now let us come to our local news. Viva South Africa, you see. ANC, listen carefully, they owe 85 million rand to Imfolozi or whatever those people are. So in the 2019 elections, they are the ones who printed the posters and banners and all that for ANC. From then till now, they haven't settled their account. So those Imfolozi or whatever investments, they got hold of a Muslim lawyer. Mr. Salih, he must be a top shot guy, senior counsel and what have you. So he took ANC to the cleaners. We're coming to attach your furniture, we're attaching your accounts in the banks and so forth. And so they started shaking, and now they made an out of court settlement. You must remember that. Well done, Mr. Salih. I don't know you, but you must stand for justice. Very good. Whether it's ANC or anybody else, if it is they wrong, so you must stand for that justice always. Very good. Matric exams to start today. You see, that was written in the Citizen newspaper. And in there, they got a nice article. They say ANC can't fool the people all the time. You can fool some people sometime. You can fool some people all the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. You know that? So that is what is happening here in South Africa. Then you must remember that they say South Africa has been snubbed in the Gaza party. You see, Trump came, then the Turkish guy was there, Erdogan, then Qatar guys were there, UAE guys were there, all these haramis were there, you see that? And so, but the people who took Israel to the International Criminal in the Court of Justice, remember, is who? Is South Africa. They played one of the biggest role. But now they didn't invite South Africa. So South Africa is snubbed again. Why? Because Trump hates Africans. He's a racist, 100% racist. You must be a donkey not to understand that. And remember that, what South Africa? I don't like them. We're going to take the whiteys out of South Africa and tell them come to America. And those who went are thinking of the briflays and barbecue, you see that? No person to work for you there. You have to work yourself. So therefore, they make a biggest mistake to leave South Africa and go there and so forth. So today our program will be, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, will be Mufti Farhan Karani, interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan. And thereafter, we must remember, will be Bliss of Marriage, 11 to 12. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. So I leave you now. Maw Salim Kareem will take over, mashallah, and do all the programs. And then I will see you after Salat at 5:30 and feeding the birds and all these matters of importance as well. So inshallah, Junaid Mota, Maw Salim, 5:30. Inshallah, we will meet you. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.